Okay, we're recording again. We're going to talk about how to build custom skins in Engano, and I will tell you going in that I can describe this process on the telephone, and you may be able to make it work, but it's not terribly difficult, but working with CSS is always a nightmare. And so I think I told you before, the first one you do will take you a long time. It'll be a pain in the butt. The second one will be mildly disquieting, and by the time you get to the third, it'll be easy, but it's a painful process to go through. The other thing that you need to do whenever you're working with CSS is you need to accumulate a lot of browsers. So, generally speaking, Mozilla Firefox is reliable on all platforms. It runs the same way. So if you have Firefox for Windows or for the Mac, you'll be fine. Generally speaking, the same for Safari. They run the same way. So if you have it for the Mac or for Windows, it'll be okay. The one that is a pig, there's always a pig, is Microsoft Internet Explorer. You need version 6 and version 7. Each one has its own set of unique, well-understood, and completely uncorrected bugs. And so what'll happen is you'll get something and you'll be working in Firefox and you'll think you're done, and then you'll drop it onto Explorer 6 and you'll find out that nothing's working the way you thought it was, and that's where the real nightmare will start. I'm not kidding. It'll be 3 hours to get to something perfect in Firefox, and then another 3 hours to actually make it work in Explorer. God, I was talking to Kathy tonight. I think I'm scaring people about Unchained. I don't want people to be scared. Come to Unchained. I'll show you how to do this. It's easy. It really is easy, but you just have to go at it the right way. But you're going to do this blind, and it'll be fun to see if you can make it work out. There is a post on Bloodhound Blog that I wrote January 4th, 2008. It's post number 2470. And what it is a discussion of page geometry. And I wrote this post, and I thought, okay, this is a nice introduction in how to produce HTML pages programmatically, and instead what resulted from my posting this was a completely deafening silence. I don't think that anybody said anything at all about it. I don't think anybody really even got it. But it's
there were 10 comments.
Well, 10 comments, yeah. It's very useful for understanding how Engano skins work, because all web pages work essentially this way, that there's a header at the top, there's usually a toolbar, there's a sidebar to the left or right, sometimes two sidebars, sometimes they straddle the main content, and then there's a footer at the bottom. And now if you go back to your FTP client and open index.php for the page that you just built, you're going to have an 11, 12, 13-line file. It depends on what's in the file. Index.php can be different depending on what's in the file. But what's important are the lines that say, HTTP, this path, Engano components. There are going to be, I don't know how many of those there are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those. You'll find those corresponding Engano cap, Engano top, Engano mid. You'll find those in the Engano components folder. And what you want to do to create a skin is the first thing you want to do is you want to take Engano components and copy it, the entire file, so that you can always revert back to what you had before. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take the page that you want to turn into a skin, and so you have a weblog page or something like that. Take that page, put a minimal amount of content on it, the absolute least amount of content that you can put on the page and still have it behave. Run it through your browser so that you can see it on your screen, and then go and view source on that. However you view source in the Mac world, it's view source, and it's probably.
Well, I was going to ask you, what are you using for an editor for PHP?
Always a text editor. Always a and I don't know text editors in the Windows world. I use Text Wrangler in the Mac world, and if you have something like Emacs, which is a free text editor, it's a open source text editor. But I know that there are others out there. A text editor is a programmer's editor. There's another name for it, but it's absolutely distinct from a word processor. A word processor will screw up your files. You have to be working in a text editor. And frankly, this is one of those things that, you know, if there's a quality difference between free and for pay, my attitude is pay for it. Same thing for FTP. If there's a difference between free and for pay, then pay the $30 and get the extra features. It's worth it. I mean, you know, things like syntax coloring, context editing, things like that, bracket checking, these are all things that you'll get in a serious programmer's editor that will keep you out of trouble.
I'm not sure. What was the one, the, what were some of those names again that you thought
Syntax coloring, where, so for instance, the, you know, commands in PHP will appear in blue. Think quoted matter will appear in pink. And I mean, it depends on the editor. I suppose they can use different colors, but they just use different colors of type on the screen for different contexts, so that you can tell what something is. And therefore, you know, like if you type a PHP function wrong, it'll show up in black, and you'll know you did it wrong because it should be in blue. And it's just, these are just tools that are built into programmers' editors that are worth having to keep you out of trouble. But what you want to do is, you know, get the page up there with minimal content, and then view source, and then you're going to select all on that source and copy it. And you're going to paste that into your text editor file. And then at that point, what you need to do is go through again. The header you're going to leave alone. It's already the way you want it. The toolbar you're going to leave alone. It's probably already the way you want it. You may need to plug in absolute paths in the toolbar. So the toolbar is going to be linking to other pages, and you may have to put in absolute paths rather than relative paths. So you may need to paste in absolute paths there. The footer is going to be the way you want it, although, again, you're going to want to check for absolute paths. The main content area and the sidebar are what you're interested in. And so in the case of the main content area, if you put almost nothing in there, which you probably did, it's real easy to rip it out and just put nothing in. You could put something like XXX in there to mark the spot where the main content is going to go. And then just leave everything the way it is. All the styling, all the divs, everything that's there prior to the content, everything that's there after the content, just leave it alone. And you're just marking the spot where the content will go. The sidebar is probably going to be pretty rich with stuff. And it may be crowded with a lot of divs. And so you have to be very, very careful in ripping the content out there. What you want to do is you want to rip it out at like a piece at a time and make sure that you haven't destroyed the geometry of the page. So rip something out, save the page, drop it on the browser, see what it looks like. If it's still behaving, go back in again and rip something out. Again, you want to get the sidebar down to where it's doing exactly what it should do for an absolute minimal amount of content. In this case, you might say, why? And then nothing else in the sidebar. So everything leading up to that content stays. Everything that trails at the end of the sidebar stays. And in the middle, you've got nothing, or really at the top of the sidebar. But in between all that coding, you've got nothing but why. And when you've got the page that way, where you've got the header is working, the toolbar is working, the footer is working, the main content area is working well, and it says XXX, and the sidebar is working well, and it says why, now you're in position to start putting together everything that goes into an Ngenu skin. And so everything's working, the geometry's all working, the styling's all working. So now look at index.php again. That first include is for ngenucap.php, and what that's going to contain is everything in your file up to, but not including the title tag. And so you just...
Let me... Run that by me again, that last again, everything.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to chop out from the file that you've been working on. You worked on it, you saved it, and now you've got it down to an absolute minimal quality of content. The header works, is in place and works. The toolbar is in place and it works. The footer is in place and it works. The main content area is working properly, but all it has for content is like XXX. And the sidebar is working properly, and all it has for content is like why. All right? We'll come back to the geometry on the main content and the sidebar eventually in due course, but I just want to talk about how to set this up now. So now you've got a file that's working, and again, save it and save a copy so you can always revert back to it if you need to. It's working the way it is, and now we're going to screw it up. So if you have a backup copy, at least you can revert back to where you're the last good version that you had. All right, so now take that version that you're working in, and what you're going to do is you're going to chop out everything up to, but not including the title tag. And so everything that leads up to the title tag, down to the last return before the title tag, you're going to chop out of that file, and you're going to drop it into a new file, and you're going to name that file ngenupagecap with a capital C.php. The title is right there in the index file, right?
Right.
All right, and so that's what's going to be ngenupagecap from now on. And then the index file is going to supply the title tag and the title supplement tag all within title tags. You'll see it there on the next line. That's how the title is built. The next thing that's going to happen is Ingenu is going to throw in slideshow.php, and that's just the setting up the JavaScript for the slideshow. And so that'll be dumped in. We're working in the header part of the page before we get to the body part of the page. And so that's a good place to throw in JavaScript functions, so we're just going to toss them in right there. And then we're going to take everything after the title tag. This is where it gets complicated, because in Ingenu, the sidebar always comes first. The page that you're looking at in that on Bloodhound Blog has a sidebar on the right. Bloodhound Blog itself has a sidebar on the right. Most Ingenu sites have the sidebar on the right, but the way that the geometry of an Ingenu site is built, the sidebar comes first. And so what you're going to do is you're going to chop down from underneath the title tag down to the beginning of the body section. Normally the body will come first in your page. If the sidebar comes first, so much the better. It's easier. But either way, you're going to chop down to whatever comes first, the top of the body section or the top of the sidebar section, and chop that all out, and you're going to put that into a new file, and you're going to call it ingenupagetop.php. And now you're also... What's that?
Capital T on top.
And the file names are in that in index.php. You've got them right there.
Correct.
All right, and now you're not done with this file yet, because you also have to take everything from the top of the sidebar to your YYY, but not including the YYY, and that also has to be included there in Ingenu page top. We may have to rework this a little bit later, because if the geometry of the of your CSS file has body wanting to come first, we may have to shuffle some CSS to make it work. There's another thing that you have to worry about here, and that is your main content area has to be wide enough to accommodate the photographs that you're going to be using. And so I normally use 640 by 480 photos in Ingenu. In fact, I never use anything else than 640 by 480. And that means that that main content area has to be wide enough to accommodate 640 pixels of width plus any additional geometry that it has in the way of rules or padding or anything at all like that. And so, for instance, the Ingenu skin that I use on bloodhoundrealty.com, the body section is not that wide. And so in the CSS file, in the style sheet, we're deliberately making the body section wider and the sidebar section narrower in order to allow that width. And that's a change that you might have to make. If you decide that you want to use 800 by 600 pixel photos, then you'll need to make other adjustments, and you may need to start with a wider theme to begin with. But this is one of the things that you'll have to do to make an Ingenu skin is you'll have to make the main content area wide enough to accommodate whatever content you're going to put in there, which is, you know, the photos will normally be the wise thing. Okay, so we're done all the way through Ingenu page top.php. Then you'll see that in the index file, Ingenu is putting in sidebar.php, and it's also putting in sidebar support.php. Sidebarsupport.php is a way of establishing common elements for every page. So if you have common links that you want on every page, or if you want to put a senior scene in or something like that, that's the place to do it. And you'll learn how to do this as you're working with Ingenu. All right, so then at the bottom of the sidebar, what we're going to need to do is pick up after YYY. So everything after YYY to the end of the sidebar. And then also including everything at the top of the body section up to but not including the XXX, that will all go into a new file by the name of ingenupagemid.php.
Okay.
And then the headline will be thrown in by Ingenu. The body section will be thrown in by Ingenu. Inside NoScript tags, file name captions.php will go in. What that means is if someone has JavaScript turned off, what they'll see is captions.php, which is all the photographs in a stack with the captions underneath them if they're there. So normally if JavaScript is turned on, you get a slideshow in that position, but if JavaScript is turned off, the photos are presented just stacked up as a scrolling stack of photos, and the page is inordinately long, very, very deep if you have a lot of photos, but it's just there to accommodate, number one, to accommodate older browsers that don't have JavaScript, to accommodate people who have JavaScript turned off, and also to deal with a lot of mobile phones that don't have JavaScript available at all, And so we're just taking care of people. At the end of all that, so the headline, the body, the captions.php is going to go in. The file, a file named Ngenu Slideshow Support is going to go in, and that's more JavaScript to drive the slideshow that we put in with all this, all the code that we put in with slideshow.php will run at that point if JavaScript is available. And so that's just thrown in. It always lives in Ngenu components because it's thrown into every Ngenu file. And then after... Am I breaking up on you? Are you there?
Hello,
are you there? I got a cat on my head. Maybe she's blocking the antenna. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
That was how bizarre. She's not that big a cat. Anyway, at the end of all that, what you're going to do is you're going to take everything from the end of the XXX in the body section, everything after your XXX, all the way down to the end of the body section, and then everything that would appear after the body section and after the sidebar section, depending on the how they occurred in the original file. So in other words, everything associated with the footer, all of that is going to be thrown into a file named ngenupagebot.php. And so what we've really done is we've isolated all of the common content of all of these pages off in the skin, and then all of the unique content, everything that changes on the basis of your editing or the contents of the folder, all of that is in the file supplied by Ngenu, and that's why you could drag one of these folders off to another domain with a different skin and why the appearance would be inherited, because the appearance is all coming out of Ngenu components. None of it is coming in from the files being built by Ngenu. All those files are in plain vanilla HTML, and so they're anticipating inheriting the CSS from whatever style you're using. And so, obviously, in addition to the files that we just created, you'll need to move the style sheet CSS file over, whatever it's called, style.css or whatever its name is. You'll need to move that into Ngenu components also, and that may be another one that you'll have to hard code the path to. Generally, it almost always will appear in Ngenu page cap or Ngenu page top, but you may need to hard code the path to that also so that Ngenu knows where to find it. But that's the way that you build one. And the real challenge is going to be getting the geometry on the main content area to work right, to get the sidebar narrowed up. And it'll take some trial and error to get that to work. And I would suggest doing that much before you start chopping this up. And then the other challenge is getting the sidebar content to appear first and the main content to appear second, and getting those to work side by side and still behave the way you expect them to. And that's where you just need to do finessing with the CSS file to work it out. So okay, is all that completely as clear as mud?
That's how exactly those were the exact words I was saying, clear as mud. I think actually if I was sitting in the same room with you, watching you demonstrate why we were doing this, I would
teach you how to swear. Yes, you would learn how to swear.
So
like
I, believe me, I already I was a teamster, I got it down. I've got questions, but I want to go play around for a while and maybe answer some of my own and then break more things.
And that's really the deal is, and we say this, this is one of my mantras in programming since I was a kid, is fix it till it breaks. Fix it till it breaks and then break it until it's fixed. That's what's going to happen is you're going to, stripping the file down is going to be its own problem, stripping it down to minimal content, especially in the sidebar. And that's why it really pays, to work from div to div, because if you get the div count wrong, if you get the count wrong on the way out, on the closed divs, you can waste a half an hour trying to figure out how to match up the right number of open divs with the right number of closed divs.